Why don't you tell our audience a little bit about Potomac Photonics?
Potomac Photonics started in 1982, mainly as an equipment company, but over the years we evolved as our customers started demanding more outsourcing rather than bringing equipment in-house. And because of some of the complexity of the work we were doing, we found that it was a better fit. And so now our primary contract manufacturing, primarily for micro-manufacturing of very small parts. The way that I kind of like to tell people about it is we're really like a machine shop, but we do things a lot smaller. Typically, the smaller even than the diameter of the width of a hair, which is 75 microns, we have projects which we're regularly doing which are down to 1 to 2 microns.
So what kind of applications do you find that the parts are being developed for primarily?
It's rapidly growing. In the past, it's been historically medical, biotech, and electronics, but we're finding a lot more applications now, even in the consumer realm, and aerospace, automotive. As things begin to get smaller there, we're finding a lot more applications. Military, we just delivered a sensor to the military that we built entirely in-house at Potomac that would be embedded in the helmet of a soldier such that people could monitor exactly their movements at any given time on the field.
Hmm. Okay. So now what role do you use 3D printers or?
We do. What we found is that, again, Potomac historically was using just lasers, but as people's needs and requirements changed, the laser we found is you just can't have one tool to fulfill the many needs of people, especially when it comes to making things small or fast for them. And so what we've done is we've kind of built it up now to what we like to call an engineer's toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've brought in a broad range of technologies to add to our lasers that really complement them, to include 3D printers, micro CNC machines. We recently just completed a collaboration with a company to do hot embossing, which is a technology that we can make things using either the 3D printer or our lasers. It may take several hours to do it, but then when we emboss it, we can replicate those features in minutes.
So now, when you're using these 3D printers, is it for function, or are you testing for form and fit primarily?
We found that there's a broad range of applications for that. So we have customers that come to us that are doing rapid prototypes, and so the 3D printer is great in which they can send us a 3D design of their part, and within 24 hours we can send them a functional prototype. But
okay.
We've also found that the 3D printer has been great just for even internal uses for fixturing some of the things that we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
So we can make really rapid fixtures. We're partnering with a company right now in which we're putting very small channels and sutures in which they then put radiation in it for very localized treatment of cancer.
Mm.
And to be able to hold those sutures was an extreme challenge because of the size and the way that they work. And so we used our 3D printer to build a fixture to hold them.
Very interesting. So what has surprised you about 3D printing when you first got involved?
Really, I think that one of the biggest surprises is how widely accepted it's becoming and so fast. And, at first, when you start talking to people about 3D printing, it sounds like Star Trek or that next generation. But then if you go online and you see the number of people that are using it, from people in their own homes to people that are just looking to start businesses, entrepreneurs, to large Fortune 500 companies, just really taken on a momentum, and I think it's just going to continue to build. In fact, we just purchased our first 3D printer for our house a couple weeks ago, the 3D Systems Cube.
Mm.
And what I tell people is that in about 10 years, everybody's going to have a 3D printer in their house, just like a printer for paper. And manufacturing, the way people do things, is changing so rapidly that when you're in your house, instead of having to go out and buy a part, if something breaks or you need something, you're going to be able to just go to the manufacturer's website, download that drawing, and just make it in your house.
So you've got a cube at your home.
I do, yep.
And what do you think about the quality of the materials?
You know, okay, so I'm a little bit, it's a little bit difficult for me because at work we have a very high resolution 3D systems printer.
Uh-huh.
So we get really, smooth, beautiful parts. And the cube, for a home user, I think is excellent in the sense that the resolution's not as great, but it can do things faster, and it's a good, it's very inexpensive to use. The materials are inexpensive,
okay.
And it gives the opportunity, really, for everybody to get their hands wet with 3D printing before going out and investing more money in something higher, with greater quality.
Can you let me know what the printer is that you have at your offices from 3D Systems?
Yep, we have 3D Systems. We have a ProJet 3000 HT Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really a high resolution printer. It can dispense materials in as small as 16 microns.
Mm-hmm.
So you're able to get features that are really crisp, precise, able to be very tight tolerances. And for us, that's important because our customers, especially in micro manufacturing and the types of applications they work on, that's what they're looking for.